Good morning and welcome to Mind Games Reviews. Today I'm going to be going through C9 versus TSM, our disappointing loss in the semifinals, and we are looking at game 4 because we had a 1-3-1 comp, and with a couple tweaks, I feel like the comp was pretty good, and C9 actually defended it very well, so I wanted to take a look at why and how they were able to defend it so well, and mostly the mistakes that TSM made, to be honest. So it was kind of our game to lose or win. I'm going to start, as always, with the beginning up till maybe the midpoint of laning phase with just the jungle view. We'll just look at how the jungler moves based on the minimap and not look so much at the minion waves and stuff like that. So this view is fine until then. Oh, let me speed up the game a bit. Oh, it's already in 2x, so we'll go 5x. All right, so we have a standard spread for defense. People break out of their lanes. It looks like Graves is starting top to bot, with Leash from Ornn, and Trundle starting red-blue crab. Graves goes blue crab. And Wolves, probably. Trundle invades the red. I think it's normally Graves that wants to do this path on this side of the map. So that was interesting. Graves finds out his red is gone, goes to double golems. Looks like Trundle's doing Gromp. Tahm Kench wins this lane because Zilean support is not that great. And I don't think Virus can offset it very much. They know that Graves is there because you can just time the jungle paths. So they back off a little bit. Trundle's looking for where Malzahar is, doesn't see him. Malzahar comes back in the lane, they see him. Easy kill. Graves is trying to spot where the Trundle's going. Spots him out at Raptors, Malzahar TP's in. Gnar looks to move, but then doesn't. Looks like Bjergsen gets his recall off. Looks like Gnar escapes the gank. Trundle's still killing double golems and probably is going to base after that for his buy. Okay, so the first clear is over. And I'm going to go back to the video. We can watch through the second clear of the jungle. 2x speed, yep. So Trundle comes back out of the map. Everything's pretty normal right now. I think Graves is power farming. Trundle is power farming with a drive-by gank on mid. He passed back out bot, and all lanes are pretty much normal. Malzahar is getting the push and going left and right. This time he goes topside. I think he hovered bot side before the gank. No, he didn't. He was hovering topside still. Okay, so why was Varus overexposed? There's no ults yet. So Tahm Kench just went to ward and then walked around the Tribush. And then they thought that Tahm Kench had recalled, so they walked up. So that was kind of silly. And they pay for it. But then Ornn TPs. Gnar cancel. Yes, okay, so this is good, actually. No, well, except for the fact that Jhin died. If Jhin escaped, it would have been fine. Because Gnar gets a huge advantage if Ornn just TPs down here for a kill. So he has to, recall and walk top. So I guess this is basically just net-net, huh? 1-for-2. And then Gnar gets an advantage in top lane. It's a good thing. Alright, so here's Trundle. He's up where Gnar has his big advantage now, because he has the wave pushed. And, oh, let me close my Facebook so it doesn't make that noise. Basically, what this composition wants to do, if you look at it, there's a Tom Kench and a Rise. So the Rise, and the Rise has teleport. So the Rise can go on one side lane, the Gnar can go on the other side lane, and the Tom Kench can sit in the middle and help out either side. It's a pretty powerful setup. Now, if you look at the Malzahar comp, Malzahar and Graves is a disgusting mid combo, because Malzahar just ulties and Grave can do all the damage to the person. So they're great after level 6 at blowing people up. And the Ornn is definitely just all about team fighting. Okay, here, Sunscaren is really smart. He knows there's no way they're going to get Dragon, because Varus did not get that kill. And I think mid has enough of a lead that he can secure the bot side river. So the bot side river has been under C9's, or under TSM's control this entire time. So I think that Graves here is clearing his jungle from the bottom to the top side, and he's thinking he's just going to go and help out Ornn while we take the dragon. If he can just see us, see where we are. So he gives away blue, and he's taking wolves, and then he sees Trundle. So he sees Trundle on a ward, so he knows he's on the bottom side of the map there. So he's going to go right into the top side. He clears a pink, and he knows he's safe, so he goes up to try to find the double golems. And then he decides, since the wave's crashing, he's just going to hit turret, and Gnar backs off. Gnar might have been able to survive this dive. I don't know. Malzahar can just walk up. So he probably was just like, give up the minion wave, Gnar, for the dragon. Okay, well, that's fine, because it's a mountain dragon, which is great for 1-3-1 comps. So this game so far is going fantastic. To get online, basically, you know, knock down a few turrets, open up the map on the side lanes, and then switch Ryze in the duo lane, I imagine. Here goes Trundle, back out to stabilize top. He's not trying to gank here. Looks like he just put a pink ward to help out Gnar. And Malzahar is going bottom. Jhin backed way off. What happened there? Okay, so I can't really see the minimap under the YouTube logo. There we go. Okay, so Graves is coming back. Bot side, Trundle is top. He puts a ward. Ornn puts a ward and sees the pink. They know he's top. So here, Malzahar goes... Oh yeah, so Ryze hovered to the top side. You saw how Ryze moved up there? Now Malzahar walks into the bottom river. So Jhin is in big danger here, because Tom Kench just went back to base. So he backs way off to recall. And then I think he cancels his recall. Let's see. Tom Kench meets up with Trundle in the mid lane. Graves kind of entered the river through the bottom lane here to meet up with Malzahar. Malzahar's trying to help him get the crab. Mithy's trying to help him get the crab. Okay, I didn't realize Tom Kench had that much range this early. That's cool. So Tom Kench meets up with Trundle and throws him in. The main issue here is that Sorin is split. So this is like a 3 people on to 2 people. And then Sorin is in a 1-versus-2. Here. And thank you for the resub, Fluttershy Pyro. 5 months in a row. Fantastic. Welcome to the 5 months club. All right. Let's see how this plays out. Because it should be that Sorin is able to stay a little bit safe. And that they're able to get these 2 kills with the TP threat. Okay, Sorin just dies. He probably should have ulted to the bot lane. Instead of trying to walk through the Malzahar and walk through the Graves, he literally probably should have just ulted himself to the bot lane. Because Malzahar straight up TP'd there, right? No, he didn't. Yeah, he did. He straight up TP'd there. Ornn stayed top. Actually. Oh, that was a misplay, I feel like. Let's slow this down. Yeah, I think the nice thing about Ryze is how fast he can follow. Oh my gosh, Gnar just got melted. How did Gnar die so easily? No magic damage? Or no magic resist, maybe? I feel like... Oh, his... Get out, 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 get out, get out, get out. Oh, that's so sad. Okay, so it ends up being like a 1-for-2? 2-for-2. Because Graves soloed out Sorin. Yeah, one of the things that probably would have made that play like super awesome is if Sorin had just used his ulti to skip over the dangerous part that he was split with the team. But then he rezzes and uses his TP, gets the kill. So there we go. Only problem here is now that it was Gnar that TP'd to the bot lane, and Ornn stayed top. And so all that Graves visiting the top lane earlier to do damage to the turret paid off. And the turret was low enough for him to just take it. Oof. Melted. Senskaren with his revenge play. That play honestly probably saved them the game. If Graves had not done that, they would have killed everybody here. Okay. Call the horn. Iron's fine, because Trundle's there. Tom Kench. See, this is how Tom Kench responds. It's like impossible to... Okay, so... Jin comes up for Herald, takes over top. Gnar should probably already be bot side, because we give up a turret for that. That is not good in terms of trading, because, like, game was even, so... But the bot lane was winning, so maybe they shouldn't have given up the turret. Definitely have worked on that in scrims. But anyway, let me back up. I think that leaving Varus bot and giving up the Herald, they were like, okay, we're just gonna... Like, when did Zilean come? So Zilean here is walking to bot lane. Oh, Zilean turns around. So he sees something. Oh, I guess he sees that Tom Kench might be coming. Yeah, so he goes to mid lane. And Varus is safe on the bot, because there's literally nobody there. Because they see Gnar, and they see Tom Kench come in with Jin. Now, Jin takes over the top side. I mean, this is opening the map up, technically. Although, ideally, you want to open the map up by taking turrets, not by giving turrets. So, yeah. Anyway, we have Herald, so that should take at least the mid lane turret. Why are Jin and Tom Kench recalling right now? Okay, they recall, and they go back topside again. Nara's got bot. Oh, they go mid first. Maybe now they're going to switch it up. Oh, maybe we're going mid for a Herald play? Let's see. But Trundle's late to the party. So no Herald there. Oh, okay. So now we have the 1-3-1, guys. Look. It's Ryze's top. And Tom Kench, Jin, and Trundle are mid. And Gnar is bottom. And it looks like... Graves is not even here. And Varus is getting the push. So maybe they're scared of Varus ulting and getting the double bomb. But, like, they have Tom Kench, so it should be okay. Don't let this turret get hit too much. Okay, they don't. Good. Okay, so now, essentially, Ryze should take the top turret, Gnar should take the bot turret, and Tom Kench and Jin should play a little safe. Trundle goes and throws the Herald up to help out Ryze. Then he goes to ward for him and support. Maybe we can let it bang on the tier 2. Finally, the mid lane responds. So here, Malzahar goes, and then he's like, wait, I can't D this, guys. And then here comes Varus. Trundle gets the heck out of dodge. Ryze gets the heck out of dodge. Trundle goes back mid lane. Okay, so this is the 1-3-1. So now Gnar just needs to get pressure over the Ornn. Looks like he needs another item to do that, right? Because he's whacking away and it's just not working. So on top of Black Cleaver, he probably needs... I don't know, Rage Blade? Something? Okay, what's happening here that we're making a play. Tahm Kench and Jhin know that the bot lane is going bot, that the mid lane is going bot, and so they go into the top river in order to try to jump on the Malzahar. And it doesn't work. Did Ornn TP? Oh, Ornn did TP. Yeah. Probably should, instead of trying to jump on the Malzahar, should have just cleared the vision upwards. Made the Malzahar so he couldn't play the game. But if they got the kill, that would have worked too. How did he get away so fast? He doesn't have Ghost. He just ran toward his team. That's all. And then flashed. Gnar decided not to TP, because that was not a fight they wanted to take. And Trundle didn't go with... Let's see, where's the Trundle? Trundle's on the bot side. They probably shouldn't have made the play on the top side of the map without Trundle. But Trundle's kind of matching the jungler, so it's not like it mattered, to be honest. Alright. So to me, this just like looked like they just needed to relax a little bit. Like, you don't need to make this play. The pressure was working. Wait for Gnar to come online for one item. Ryze just took a turret and a half. They couldn't really reply to him. I mean, we lost the mid lane turret, but that was mostly because the early game had nothing to do with the mid game. Right? Because it was all the chunking that Malzahar did early in the game that made it so low. Otherwise, I'm sure Jhin and Tahm and Trundle could have defended it easily. Now, though, it's a little dangerous because Tahm and Jhin have to be able to keep the wave closer to the middle of the map so they can Tahm Kench onto the side lanes. So here Ryze is pushing up, keeping up good pressure. Look how far up he's taking the wave. It's actually really aggressive because he has his ulti. Here we have the 3v3 mid. Seems to be neutral. Trundle can't obviously engage very well. Gnar knows that Graves is bot, so he backs off, looks like. Alright, so essentially what's supposed to happen now is Gnar has 1.5 items and should be able to get turret soon. Maybe they should have switched Gnar and Ryze or something. So since Ryze can take a turret right now and Gnar can't, but we'll see. Or maybe it's... I don't know. It's kind of dangerous. They want a Tahm Kench onto Ornn, but like Ornn can delay so much. Okay. Gnar is finally winning out here. So he's taking the turret. Alright. So far, so good. Ryze is in danger. So now the looks like, because they're pinging the jungle a lot. So now Tahm Kench and Trundle and Jhin need to somehow secure this topside jungle. Or Gnar needs to win a lot harder. But it looks like... Whew, that was close. That arrow could have ended the game right there. Look at this. Look at how close this arrow comes to, like... Oh, man. That would have definitely ended the game. This is a very delicate and difficult composition to pull off. In terms of, like, the 1-3-1. Unless you have a huge lead. When you have a deficit, it's like, you gotta go crazy hard on the map, on the side of the map where there's no jungler. So, like, Gnar needs to really be able to win harder here. Probably would have been better off picking something more hard-winning, like Kennen, maybe? I don't know. What do you think, guys? What do you like to see in the side lane? A Camille? A Fiora? A Kennen? Probably Kennen can take turrets no matter what, you know, at some point. Okay, so they try to engage mid. The Tahm Kench works. They don't get anything. Gnar takes bot. Good. Look at how far Sorin is pushing the top side. He's totally fine. This is exactly what the 1-3-1 is supposed to do. Insane side lane pressure. And even though they have priority mid, they literally can't do anything about it. So now Gnar can literally just keep pushing. Push, 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 push. Oh, I see. He's getting a Blade of the Rune King. Yeah, of course. Duh. I think Gnar should push the next wave and then go dragon. Oh, he just goes straight to crab? Straight to dragon. Graves goes to check it out. Kind of gets a read on it. Smart thinking. They don't want to fight this. I don't think we're strong enough because the Ornn is so good. And the Zillion just makes their carries twice as lively, right? The Trundle doesn't seem as exciting. I mean, the Trundle seems to be like it'd be better for disengaging the mid lane, honestly, than fighting, unless you just ult the Ornn and then blow it up. So maybe it's really good for ganking the Ornn, actually. Okay, so now, unfortunately, they get Baron pressure because it seems like it's harder to teamfight them. Although, with a good engage, it'd be totally possible. But it's okay, because Gnar has pressure. And now Gnar just needs... Okay, so now they recalled, so Gnar needs to play a little bit safe here. Maybe on this wave he can do something. Let's see. Okay, so he sees them again. So now he can pressure the turret. And they're going to pressure the dragon. Alright, and... Oh, so close. Tahm Kench wanders down to cover. No, oh, okay. So, here Gnar finally wins, and Tahm Kench roams a little bit to cover this. See how where Tahm Kench is? Now, here's where I think the game is lost. Right now, we finally have Gnar winning. If he stays here and pressures this turret, we get the turret, and we apply pressure, and we drag them around the map. In response to Gnar being so all-in, they're really controlling the top side, trying to push us way, way back to turret so they can threaten dragon. So Gnar needs to like not give up any pressure. But he comes here for the retake. So he comes mid, and they retake as four, but like it doesn't even matter. Because Gnar can just group up, and then they have exactly what they want. This is exactly what C9 want. So TSM just kind of like abandons the proper way to play the comp. And Ornn is just better than Gnar at what he does. So, and Malzahar, obviously. Ryze is amazing at teamfighting if he has a bunch of tanks in front of him. Alright, so that's it. In one recall, the entire game is dissipated. Right here. Here we finally have the win condition online. Ryze is pushing top. Gnar is winning the bot lane. And... boom. Game over. One single let-up of the pressure in a 1-3-1 comp against a team that has this much control of the Baron area and a tank that can just group straight mid here. Just gives up everything and runs straight mid. And that's it. Because Ornn can initiate, like, literally any team fight. Look at this. This team fight he initiates. There's, like, yeah. Well, okay, Gnar shouldn't have been there, but... It doesn't matter, because they can initiate so well. They have Varus and Ornn and Malzahar. And now it's basically impossible to win. Because all they have to do is group five. Like, as long as they stay grouped up five, there's like, very little that this composition can do except super hardcore outplay them. I feel like. We need to give up, probably, okay, so here's what TSM should do, in my opinion. What do you guys think? But I think that they should, essentially give up mid inhibitor, because if C9 ever split up, they're going to die. But Tahm Kench and Ryze are going to ulti on them instantly. So they want to go 5 mid. So we should put Ryze top. Gnar should go bot. They should push for their lives. And the three in the middle should just like kind of slowly defend and lose the inhib and make sure that they can't take the Nexus turrets by kind of like clearing minions. And like just give mid inhib while we get tons of tempo on the side lane. Okay, so... that's not what's happening, though. Okay, Gnar goes bot. Trundle... he's trying to flank a little. Trying to get vision. Should not be doing that. Should probably be grouping mid and just pillaring. Ryze should be top, for sure. Gnar grouped. Now he can't push bot. He should probably be trying to take tier 1 bot right now. 100%. Just give up middle inhibitor. And, he could be on the turret right now. They'd have to send back Ornn. Ornn has TP. They definitely would send him back. And they might collapse on him, which would waste their Baron. So, it's like, who cares? They're just wasting their Baron if they collapse on the Gnar and kill him. So they take 2 inhibs instead of 1. Maybe, how soon could Bjergsen have gone top? Let's see. This fight is in replay mode. Let me catch it right when it ends so we can see where the state of the map is. Come on. Okay. I don't remember if Sorin died there, but do you see where the wave is right now? He can walk all the way to... He can be at the wave crash here at the corner of the map, looks like. The wave's going to crash, like, right here. Malzahar's going to kill it. Escort his wave, and Malz could be, like, right there. And, heck, Trundle could be there, too, if they sneak. Looks like Tom Kench is trying to get vision for the Gnar, so the Gnar can push out. Definitely, it's easier to push bot lane here, but top lane, they should just go monkey. Okay, so here, Sorin walks mid. This is probably another issue, huh? I mean, there's... If we draft the composition, gotta play the composition, I guess. So, do you guys see how this works? How this kind of, like, style plays out? And, C9 just has the, like, group is 5. Group is 5, we have a DPS jungler, we have a tank, we have a mid initiator with a ton of HP, and it's super easy to play. TSM need to be, like, 2 times as smart to win this game. Unfortunately, they subbed in Sven Skaren, who's pretty smart. Now we're just watching them dismantle our base. Oh, how sad. This is the final match right now. Okay, so now Ryze gets there and clears the wave just in time. Really smart. Worthwhile risk. Otherwise, that wave would have definitely ended the game. And now that we're still grouped. Basically, we're just going to try to team fight, I guess. Just try to out-team fight them. So either you're just higher skilled and you out-team fight them, or you go crazy on the side wave and out-split push them. Or not split push, but 1-3-1 them. This isn't really a split pushing comp. A split pushing comp would be like 4 people who are really strong together, and then a single insane threat on the side that can take turrets. This is a 1-3-1 composition, not a split pushing one, really. Oh, the Zillion. Varus does so much damage. Jeez. The end. Alright, so there's a couple key points in the game here. One is the tower trade for Herald, I feel like. So if we go back here, we go to the... Here's the start of the play. Right here. So, this is when our duo lane is going top, and we're going to take Herald and give up bot turret. So, if we examine this position of the game, where am I right now in terms of the clock? 12:45. 12:45. And... Oh, is it game time, or is it, actual scrub time? And then I want to look at, essentially, the top... top tower trait. So here's the end of the Herald play, right? This would be at... I feel like this timeline is off, but basically I want 1259 to 1622. Okay. And I think that the deltas in the timeline are off, or at least it appears to me, so I don't know if I go by the visual or not. But this was a C9 win. Was it? Because I don't think that it should have been equal. Basically, we took two towers to one, right? We took a top tier one and the tier two. They took tier one, and we got Herald. So this should have been like a huge TSM swing. And instead, it ended up being like a... essentially an even trade. So the C9 really like wins out on this hard in terms of the trading that they do. Do they even get mid? No, they don't get mid here in this play. Alright, so we already traded the bot for the Herald, and now we use the Herald and the tempo from Virus Recalling on bot to get top tier 1 and top tier 2. So it's a 1-for-2 trade at the end, but like it's just, it doesn't feel good, I feel like. Because then it takes so long to get that bot turret here. So this is probably one sort of misplay. Got to figure out how to take the Herald without losing it. I like that we get the next dragon. Oh no, since Karen gets the next dragon. I don't like that we don't get this dragon. This is probably another big mistake, because imagine that we have two mountain drakes, okay? Just imagine that. We have one mountain drake already. Imagine we have two. Our 1-3-1 is going to be like insane at taking towers. So this collapse onto the Malzahar, probably it just needed to happen better. Just needed, like, it just has to work. If this doesn't work, it's so delicate, right? This setup is not very resilient. So if that collapse doesn't kill the Malzahar, then it better frickin' work. Which is why it's just a high-risk way to play. If it does work, it's oppressive, right? There's, like, nothing they can do. They're just getting pressured on all sides and pulled around by this Tom Kench that can go everywhere. But if it doesn't work, then you lose a tower. See? And Gnar recalled. Yeah, because he had to buy. And then we give up Dragon because of that, too. So, very unfortunate there. It would have been nice to... hardcore pressure the top side and maybe let Gnar like solo the dragon. Like they have to send the jungler or something. I guess if they killed the Malzahar, they definitely would have gotten dragon. So it's like this play probably cost everything. Oh, I think Sorin ultied here, actually. Okay, they see Malzahar. Sorin ulties on him, yeah. Sorin ulties on him right there. Tom Kench ulties on him right there. They pinch him. I guess the Tom Kench ulti was expecting Malzahar to flash over the wall. So Tom Kench ultied here. So then he had to run down. But, yeah, they just couldn't one-shot him. He just escaped. I guess because Zillion speed, mainly. But, I mean, Zillion's there anyway. So even if... like, even if they get to him, it doesn't feel like they're going to one-shot him. Look at Zillion. He's, like, literally already there. He can just freaking ulti him. The Zillion just makes it so this is never going to work. Oh, sad play. Probably should just let Sorin solo kill him, to be honest. Or, like, 1v2 them. Like, Graves comes, tries to support the Malzahar, and Sorin just kills them both. That was an ill-advised timing for the play. That feels like a big backbreaking moment. Man, do you see how delicate this comp is? Just like they make one mistake and it's over. C9 have made tons of mistakes already. But they're just giving up ground and they're just going to group as five eventually and win. Call the horn. All right, guys. That's the game. Really simple output. Really sad result. Sorry that we couldn't pull it out for you. Game 5 was just, it's just too depressing to even watch. I'm not even going to pull that one up. Let's just not even talk about this one. This one is actually a beautiful game. It was very well played defense by C9. Very well played offense by TSM. Like, TSM should have... There's just like one or two plays that that if they'd just done or done better, like, it would have been oppressively dominating. But C9, like, held it together, responded very quickly to the plays, bled out turrets appropriately, didn't panic when Gnar had the insane pressure. That was the other part, right here. This is the point when they have, when we have, like, insane pressure, right? Yeah, right here. So they didn't panic here. They just kept taking full control of bot side, and they just were like, we'll just lose here too. No big deal. And then, oh, we let up pressure for 1 second here, and the game is lost. Warren immediately walks mid, and they 5v5. As soon as they're like, oh, Gnar recalled. Go top. Here he goes. He's running top. He didn't even freaking base. Look at that. Look at this Ornn. He just straight up ran top. Group is five. The Gnar's here. Yay! Now we can initiate no matter what. It's like like it doesn't even matter if he hit him here because we have the horn. There's the charge. There's Virus Flash Ulti. There's Malzahar Ulti. Like, yeah, there's just so much engage. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. If you want to see the review of the third and fourth place match, which we're going to play, we're going to play this weekend. Please subscribe and stay tuned. You'll catch it up. Catch it here.